What we learned as we go.
That there's layers to being gay, right?
Obviously, there's layers of being Chinese.
No, but there's... So, full gay is penetration, tongue, whether it's tongue to mouth, ass, wherever, is some sort of penetration. Full on gay, right? Stroking.
Done by another man.
Physical contact.
Yeah. Done by another man.
Right. But there's layers to this.
Right.
Gay porn in there. Watching gay porn is somewhere in there.
For any reason.
is somewhere in there.
For any reason or for... Like, even if you're directed to, like, say you're on a scavenger hunt, and the only
caveat, be honest, is a link misdirect. Nigga, like, so right. It says fucking big titty bitch.
What if you type gay into a search field? What does that mean?
Intentionally?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. If you intentionally type gay, you're searching for gay, and then you watch gay. I'm not saying you are gay. No, right. I'm not. Like I said, there's levels to this. I'm not saying you are gay.
Right.
But you watched for a while too.
Right. If you're not a premium subscriber,
you can't get that out.
If you're not a premium subscriber, then you don't know. But one of us watched more than 2 minutes of a gay porno between two men.
Went all 8mm with it.
And you're gonna have to tune into the premium show to hear that. We're not even gonna go any further. But Jimmy Mac feels like that person is gay. I said
it's not gay.
I, on the other hand, do not feel like it's gay at all.
It's gayish.
You just can't unsee that shit. He's going to be thinking about this shit for the week.
The tongue kissing, the dick in that. What was he fingering?
He was preparing them.
What was he doing?
No, we can't say who the person was. So listen, here's the thing, right?
Here's the thing, right?
When you're watching porn and you see a dick going to a vagina close up, or a woman's asshole close up, that looked just like the person who was watching the video on this show. Or on the premium show, seeing a dick going to asshole. I don't see a lot of difference in the actual action. Now, you know, you take the 50-foot view, you're going to see everything else.
Nah, my nigga. There's too many legs in the scene, nigga.
Yeah. Women have legs, nigga. It's one extra.
It's one extra one.
There was six legs in that motherfucker, nigga.
Here's the problem with what we're doing right now.
That hard leg, nigga.
Here's the problem we're doing right now. See, Jay Smooth is so scared that people are going to think it's him.
He's talking
his ass off.
So he knows.
So everybody knows this.
That motherfucker's using contact clothes. You know what I'm saying? Use your shit.
Everybody knows. You don't even have to listen to the premium now, Smooth. You ruined it. So he can't even bait people with the premium because now they know who the person was. The person was the most fucking quiet I've ever heard him ever in life right now. But hey.
It's okay.
I don't feel like that's gay. But I see that the other two of you are homophobes.
Motherfucker about to put that shit on his 19-inch screen when he get in the car and watch this.
You guys are homophobes, obviously.
Nope.
French Reggie has a gay friend. He's totally comfortable with it. And I'm telling you that if his gay friend came here, I would have no problem speaking respectfully. I'm not so sure.
Who wouldn't?
French Reggie, do you agree with me? I'm not so sure.
I wouldn't worry about him coming here.
Your gay friend's short?
Yeah, he's short.
What? Like you?
What? Wait, what the fuck question is that?
It sounds like a nigga trying to, like, your friend look good, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's the kind of thing, like, you what? Know, I got a friend, and he's like, my girl, like, my girlfriend got a friend, was she short? She tall? What she look like? She cute?
Why do you care if he's short?
I was just asking.
Why?
Just asking. We're just going to keep moving on. What else we learned this week?
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
French Reggie got the same camouflage shit on that Jay Smooth had on when he
went to the motherfucking Fab.
Jay Smooth cheap ass clothes obviously got a different lining than it does the outside.
It's got cloth inside. It's just got the
never seen pants like those. I've never seen a layer of different cloth on the inside of pants.
Of camouflage.
Yeah.
All my jeans, if you flip them inside out, they're still fucking jeans.
It looks different when you flip it inside out.
It doesn't.
It does. It don't look the same on the outside as it do on the inside.
It's a different color.
That shit right there, it's jeans, but it still don't look like you got the damn jeans on. You know what I'm saying? So
it's the inside, different color.
The inside, the color is different, but it's like the camouflage.
Be careful with your knee, nigga. Hey, if that motherfucker snap and a spring come out that bitch, I promise you I'm suing.
That's like an ugly fucking scar, nigga. Like, how big is that?
Jamie Mack, what the kind of fucking self-esteem killer is that? This nigga got to walk around with that big-ass Frankenstein scar on his knee.
That motherfucker.
I'm calling it out like it's the ugliest shit in the world.
No, I've never seen it before. That shit's hideous.
Oh, wow.
No, it's thick. I don't think they did it right.
Yeah, they definitely did it bad.
Jason, how do you feel about not having pretty legs anymore?
You barely see the motherfucker, lying ass niggas.
Nah, that fucking shit's about a fucking that thick. It's about
okay,
a,
it's blended into my skin. So, babe, moving right along.
Put some cocoa butter on that shit, nigga. Have a dog lick it.
No, it's a mother's helper. That's what you put on there.
But let a dog lick that shit.
You know, hey, Smooth, I'm going to tell you what I saw. You know you can get rid of those, you say, you call them tiger stripes?
Stretch marks?
Mother's helper will get rid of those, man.
What is that? That's
it's for stretch marks.
It's for women who are pregnant. No, women who are pregnant, they use it. It's like lotion.
Oh, really? Where you get it from? Over the counter?
I don't know.
The pregnancy.
Mother's helper, nigga. Look
at
that.
The maternity store?
Yeah.
You can get it from Amazon. I don't know where the
I'm
fuck
get that shit.
I thought bitches like that shit, though.
Yeah. So
you said that they like that stretch marks, Jay.
Women like that on men?
That's what he said.
So I'm doing my word for tomorrow is going to be innocuous.
Innocuous.
That's not going to be it.
Innocuous.
Innocuous.
Hold on. Let me see. For the listeners who don't know.
Innocuous.
What's it going to be, Jason?
Innocuous means not harmful or offensive. So what I'm going to start doing is, because y'all going to help me expand my vocabulary word, and then y'all can quiz me at the end of the quarter and see what I learned and shit like
at
that.
The end
so
of the quarter,
fast physical? Move up. Yeah, so innocuous. So I, be honest, kept saying innocuous. This is innocuous.
He said it one time.
No, he said it a few times. You ain't listen. You high. You can't count, my nigga. Mm-hmm.
He was looking at gay porn.
Yeah. That's right. You were caught up. You were busy. So I learned that shit, not harmful or offensive. So you know what I'm saying? You said, you guys, it's not it. I forgot how you used it. What's
not
so you used it something. I guess when we were talking
he
about
he was watching porn. I was saying gay porn. I was saying
he was saying it was harmful that he was watching.
It was harmless. He wasn't doing it to, you know what I'm saying? The way you guys were playing it was like, well, the listeners have to hear the premium show, so I don't want to go into
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. So I learned that word today. I mean, this week, innocuous. So that's pretty cool.
Permeate.
that's a hard spell, right? Permeate.
Of permeate, spread throughout something, pervade.
That's like a disease. Is permeate? I'm sending that shit out tomorrow too.
Oh my god,
permeate. So I'll be fucking with a chick, and we do words.
I wanted this knowledge to permeate you, permeate your brain,
spread throughout. It said the aroma of soup permeated the air, so it spread it throughout like fog, like mist.
Is that
like,
your soup? Like poop. Is that your soup?
I learned that. The room? I also learned that you know, when you pee, sometimes you have to be careful. Beware of poots, because you don't know what's really gonna come out. If it's gonna be a really poot or a shark.
What grade are you in?
I'm a fucking grown, my nigga. But I'm learning. They putting something in Girl Scout cookies, because I swear to either the Girl Scout cookies or Miss Wendy's. Some had me motherfucking with a little shit.
Miss Winters.
Both. Miss Wendy's.
What is that?
Wendy's.
Oh, okay.
So, because they do got a new, they got a Miss Wendy's back in Atlanta now. Motherfucking over there off Columbia Road.
With the square patties, nigga?
Yeah. Well, which one are you talking about?
Wendy's,
yeah. Nigga, I had a bacon. I had a junior bacon hamburger.
Hey, they got that motherfucking Baconator breakfast sandwiches?
They got breakfast now?
Wendy's has breakfast everywhere now.
The fucking breakfast bacon that
like
I learned.
He said she's like a fat nigga, too.
I ain't never known that. They got breakfast for real?
They got breakfast?
Nigga, Popeye's need to come out with the breakfast. They only do
chicken biscuits?
Nigga, Popeye's biscuits is fucking delicious. Matter of fact,
I ate that chicken sandwich that was hyped up.
With the donut?
Only 2 years later, huh?
What was the point?
Which one?
Nigga, you late. They not good now, nigga.
They weren't ever good. They were just regular fucking chicken.
I finally ate it because I was in China when that shit was going on. So I went into Popeye's.
You know what? You have a weird revisionist history.
Yeah.
About things. It's more than one thing. I know that you were here definitely when Popeye's chicken sandwiches were here, because I had one while you were here. So you were here when it went, but in your brain, you're like, no, I was in China.
No, this is what happened.
It came twice.
I came back.
On yourself.
Yeah, when in the summertime, fuck you. When I came home in the summertime, that was the first time. That was the first craze, but nobody could get it because
I had it while you were here already, though. I had it the first time you were
before, because it was here before it was a craze.
I never ate it.
Yeah.
Then,
but there was something else though. His revisionist history did.
Remember, craze. I was here for half of. I was home for the summer.
You have not been gone a year yet.
I left in February of 2019.
Was it February?
Yeah.
What are you doing now, Smooth? What word are you looking at?
Craze. What the fuck craze? Before it was a hype.
Craze? Before. This thing had to look up craze?
What's craze?
No. We're not doing that.
God.
Craze.
I didn't know. I didn't.
This shit keeps saying praise.
No, nigga. We don't need to know.
C-R-A-Z-E?
Yes.
Yeah, nigga. We don't need to know that what we learned is that you didn't know shit.
Dumbass.
How the fuck you just guess, J Smooth, if you had to.
Fuck craze.
Yeah, craze. Good job. Yeah. What does it say?
An enthusiasm for
a are you right. Haitian nigga?
Enthusiasm.
When the Haitian nigga talk better than you.
Nah, that was funny though. Because
Enthusiasm.
When he tried
I'm sorry, what?
Enthusiasm.
Say it again.
Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm.
No, but when he tried to, when this nigga was shaming King Kunta for his voice, right. I was dying. Because the nigga that fuck up all the time was fucking Jones and King Kunta's voice, and that shit was funny.
The thing about King Kunta's voice
when he said dude, or when he said some word that he elongated. Really
the thing
right.
about King Kunta's voice, it sounds cartoonish. It's not like, it sounds like you can tell that's not his real voice.
It should be voiced down.
What color cartoon character would that be?
Just an animal, not a
skin color. Animal, yeah, just like a tiger, like a little fucking. Yeah, so he's just trying to be cartoon. Ambiguous and
what
shit.
What animal do you see?
Any animal cartoon you want to think of.
Like, just give me, I want to visualize it. Yeah,
like a lemur?
Like another version of
like what's a white
Goofy.
Animal?
Kind of like a dog animal, like Goofy, but
just no one even knows what Goofy is, so that's why you're just going with the Zambi.
He's a dog, right? He's a beagle, right?
I think he was a dog.
So you said King Kunta is a beagle?
Goofy? Yeah, Goofy's a dog.
Yeah,
right?
I said King Kunta look like a beagle.
Hey, though. Hey, stop though. But I did, nigga, hold up though. And I hope he don't be mad at me and shit about this because this nigga did post a picture the other day in the thing. And all I could think about was, what was that? Jeep. What was that?
Me, talking about the Roadrunner.
No, nigga. The motherfucker that
oh, the Popeye.
Cheep, nigga.
So can't cool to look like Cheep. Nigga, hell no. Hey, so let me just tell you guys now. No man should ever FaceTime, and this is why. I just think no man should be looking at another man on FaceTime. That's just my thing here.
That sounds like Goofy?
In Southern Cal. That motherfucker boy. That's my dog. I learned that he got a really cool voice. He could probably do anime, like cartoon. He could probably do.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That nigga said, can't kill the light chief. We're not going to do that.
We learned that French Reggie.
Loves gay porn.
No, it's not. I don't think he loved. That's what I'm saying. He didn't love it.
Not yet. We'll learn next week if he learned that.
I think that French Reggie has not learned his lesson about FaceTime. I think he's still gonna be FaceTiming niggas with their shirt off.
Of course, he doesn't see
anything wrong with this shit.
He's like, why wouldn't you use all your available opportunities to call someone? It's 2020. We have technology. Let's use the technology. I get it. You know,
if you just happen to get flashed a dick on accident, yeah, I've seen gay porn before.
Honestly, here's the thing, right? It's more along the lines of I just don't feel like you have to be in my house with me when we're talking. Otherwise, I'd invite you over. Let's just be comfortable about it. Like, I don't need to be, Photoshop, right? Because I know, niggas be putting filters on their stuff. And like, what?
Okay.
For instance, J Smoove, every single picture he has a filter.
Imagine that, right? You talk about the J Smoove interaction where he calls up and he just wants to bullshit.
Right.
Imagine that on FaceTime.
Exactly.
Where we're just sitting there with fucking like, oh, what you going to do? What you doing? I don't know. I'm just going to just sit here and stare at you. All right, well, all right, I guess I got to go.
That's too smooth. FaceTime and French Reggie. That's how
he was. So listen, this nigga, he put in D'Angelo, how does it feel video. And there's a picture of D'Angelo standing with his rubber hips. His motherfucking robotic hips and shit when he was butt-ass naked in that video. And I guess he's saying that's too expensive or that's French Reggie.
That's too expensive. French Reggie talk to him. That's how he would FaceTime.
Do we got hip cuts like that?
Would you say
if a nigga don't got a shirt on, you can see the hip cuts.
Would you say he's pretty in shape though, or you say he's out of shape?
You seen his stomach?
Expensive? Yeah, he's in shape.
He got a six pack.
Yeah, he's in shape.
That's French Reggie.
See, French Reggie, this is what happens, bro. This is not worth it, bro. You don't. Whatever gratification.
We are walking, guys. Can you let us walk? So he's in shape. You said,
yeah, he's in shape.
He got a six pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in shape. So you think.
So he won't say it though, but he keeps saying, yeah, he's in shape. He's like, you got a six pack? He won't say, yeah, he's got a six pack.
So is that why he's. Do your fat friends FaceTime you naked?
No.
Oh. See, this is interesting now because this is a different angle.
But my fat friend, I had asked him about that.
Why you didn't shirt naked?
Why you ain't never FaceTime me naked, nigga?
I asked him about the too expensive scenario, and he said he doesn't see that's an issue.
But because
he also knows too expensive too.
Because he's like goals.
He's like
hashtag goals.
I'm not showing you my titties.
He screenshots
because
a big dude
that's too expensive.
Because a big dude is different.
Right.
Because you know what I mean. Where you know what'd you say? Too expensive was ripped.
He's just a skinny nigga that's in shape.
So now he's just skinny. See how he tried to play it off like that? Skinny. Well, it's not really that all. It's just a skinny dude. You know what I mean? But compared to like a big dude where, you know, you got.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You got
like
hands.
Does the big dude, you know, does he walk around the house with his shirt off too?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Most
big dudes I know walk around without their shirt on. They do. I don't know why.
Like Bone Crusher?
Like my nephew. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's just my nephew. But I know another big niggas too. I had an adopted brother that. Fucking used to do that all the time. Niggas just, especially if they get drunk or it's hot, niggas be quick to take these and they don't give a fuck. I don't know. It's that big person pride, man. Big people are not ashamed, man.
Yeah. Well, we've gone over, man.
I wish I was a big person.
You do? We'll catch y'all next week.